Well, we had lots of company.
How did you, how would you kill the hogs? How would you, you remember watching the...
My daddy had a rifle, a gun. He was a great squirrel hunter. And he'd hunt squirrels all the time with a rifle and shoot them, just shoot them in the head. Well, we'd shoot those hogs, you know, and then, of course, they'd stick them, you call, stick a knife in the throat and make them bleed. And hang them up, scald them, you see, after that. And I had a scalding barrel, about two or three. Put them in there, scald them, scrape the hair off of them, dress them down, hang them out, and let them cool out before we cut them up. And cut them all up and put them on that platform I was hearing about and sprinkled salt over that night and draw the animal heat and the blood out of them. And the next day or two, we'd salt them down. Let them stay down 2 or 3 weeks to four. Depends on how big a meat you had, how long they stay in the salt. Uh-huh. Then take it up and wash it off, all that salt, and hang it, you know, up on those poles across there, and we'd smoke it. Build a fire in that pit there, and the smoke would go up in there.
Uh-huh. Remember the different, what you call the different cuts off the hog that you use?
We use the hams and the shoulders and the middlings.
Uh-huh.
We'd cut off that. On the middlings, you know, a big piece of fat about that long, just long to me. We cut that off and render it, put that in lard, render it out, put in that big pot and cook it out.
The middling meat, what would you call a little piece of that that you put in with greens or something
that's,
like that?
That's fat back.
That's fat back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And of course, we get some pork chops out of that hog too, you know, that back part.
Uh-huh. How about... something that you'd fry for breakfast.
That was the hams and the shoulders.
Did you have anything that we call bacon now? Would you call that bacon or?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, bacon. That clam meat was bacon. See, we'd smoke it and we'd cut all that fat off, you know, and put that in, make lard out of it and eat the bacon.
I
slice it up. Oh. It was hickory smoked, you know, brown color. Nice looking, very good.
Uh-huh.
Well, as I remember back in my young days.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Uh-huh. How about the insides of the hog? Would you use any of that? Say the organs, the heart, the lungs?
No, we eat liver about all.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear anybody call the insides a haslet?
Yeah. No. Haslet. That's some kind of little thing you pull out next to the lungs there. I don't know what it is, but... my daddy liked all that stuff. The children never would eat that. He'd take like liver, fried, you know, and onion is very good.
How about the intestine? Did you ever use that?
I don't think so. Don't remember.
Did you ever hear of chitlins?
Oh, yeah. I eat chitlins now if I can get them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think we were fool with them. My mother had about all she could do without fooling with that. And
did you make any sausage?
The old man make sausage in it. I had there. See, we'd make a half sausage, had a big meal there, grind up all that, all the sausage we thought would do us, you know. And we'd have make sacks out of brown domestic. Little sacks about big as my arm, long as my arm, about that big round, and stuck the sausage all in there, you know. And hang the sausage up and smoke it too.
Smoke that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same
did
time.
You ever hear of blood sausage or
no, sir, we
liver
never.
Liver sausage?
No, I never heard of that. No.
And chitlins you didn't use or the
didn't fool with chitlins. No. And another thing we had a kill of beef, you know, and dry it out in that smokehouse. Hang the hind quarters up there, beef, the fore quarters, and dry, you know. Cure them. They were better like that, you see.
Also meant when you kill the hogs, did you use the head?